When you look back at Brooke's life, there's all these little moments and choices that she made that completely changed the path that she was on. For better
Seriously,
or for worse.
It's so wild.
Like the time she first laid eyes on her future husband, Michael, at a wine bar downtown.
That's true.
And even though he already had a serious girlfriend at the time, Brooke decided, relationship shmationship, I'm going to hook up with this guy anyway.
Hey, I didn't know about his girlfriend at the time. I laid it on thick. I even told him a UTI joke.
Wow. Lucky him.
Please don't tell us that joke. Yeah.
What about a couple years ago at the school auction? When Brooke bid on a coat made from endangered baby panda fur.
Oh, not endangered.
And she wasn't even drinking that night. In fact, she actually bought 12 of them, screaming, Mama needs her endangered panda furs.
What, I can't help the PTA now, Jeffrey?
And
wow.
Now, we're on the verge of another life-altering moment for Brooke.
No.
Because after this weekend, when we come back into work, on the first business day of October, the question is, will there be a candy bowl in the front lobby, and will it be filled?
Candy
season. You guys, we don't have a front desk person anymore.
It is top of Brooke's mind, and what's at stake here, other than extra pounds? Well, Brooke's mood, for one.
Yeah.
Ooh. Mama gonna be angry if there ain't no chocolate up in this business.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's like a surprise every day. Like, what kind of candy are they gonna put it in today?
Also, what's at stake? Her trust in management. Because up to this point, she's had full faith in the leadership at this fine company.
We all have.
She says made the right decisions every single step of the way.
Yeah.
Could that trust be shaken with a missing candy dish?
Oh, no.
Almost certainly. And I pray that doesn't happen. So everybody listening, please link arms right now and send your thoughts and prayers that Monday morning the candy bowl cometh.
I'm actually kind of nervous.
Her mental health depends on it. Now, let's get into the shock collar question of the day, and we're going to send it right on over to the healthiest person mentally on this show.
Mentally, yes.
Digital Jake.
It's not a good
joke. Not by a long shot.
Jake, what are we doing?
Over the last week, different members of this show have been punished by doing famous character impressions while getting electrocuted by a dog shock collar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have.
And before we close the chapter on this fun-filled, extremely low moment for the show, I think it's best that we fondly take a look back at some of those sweet and cherished moments.
Ooh.
These are the impressions that will last a lifetime.
Lost a clocker shocker I did. I feel dumb, I am.
Almost!
Oh my god!
Da-da, da-da, da-da,
you guys, I'm scared.
Almost world!
So Kermit the Frog here, I'm in England. And I would like some tea and crumpets.
Yeah!
Hello, love. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Where are my pants?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so,
Bravo, team.
What a look back. If you missed those, we ended with Donald Duck, which was done by Brooke.
I did
Captain Jack Sparrow singing Happy Birthday.
Okay. Yeah.
Jose did Kermit the Frog with a British accent. Alexis did Elmo on adrenaline pills. Brooke again did depressed Yoda. That's where we're at.
This is so great.
It is where we're at, but sadly, or maybe thankfully, we are down to our final character impression.
Oh, no.
All that's left is Shaggy from Scooby-Doo. He'll finally get his 10 seconds of fame in today's...
Clocker Shocker!
Whoever wins this round of trivia will decide who amongst you gets the honor of impersonating Shaggy from Scooby-Doo.
The honor.
We'll start with the person who thinks you leave a voicemail by screaming into a mailbox, Alexis.
I do not call people. Calling is so lame.
All right, Alexis, are you ready?
Yes.
Who is Tom in Tom and Jerry, the mouse or the cat?
The cat.
Okay. Nice. How many zeros are in 1,000,000?
Six.
Nice.
What direction does the sun rise in?
East.
Oh, yeah.
How many Great Lakes are there?
Oof. Five?
Yeah.
Alexis, have you ever won in the Clocker Shocker before?
I've also never been so unsure of answers for them to be right.
You got four correct.
I'm so proud.
Maybe impossible to beat her.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
All right, Jose, are you ready? You need five.
Yeah, I'm ready, man. I don't think I'm getting five.
Which character in Winnie the Pooh and the 100-Acre Wood always loses his tail?
Eeyore.
What was the name of Betty White's character on Golden Girls?
Not Blanche. Rose.
How many time zones does China have?
Six.
They have one.
Oh,
which
right,
Baldwin brother is Justin Bieber's father-in-law?
Alec Baldwin?
Sorry, we're looking for Steven.
I almost said Steven, and then I go, am I making up a Steven Baldwin? I must subliminally have known
that. A lot of Baldwins.
Oh, wow.
Jose, only two. Alexis retained the lead for the first time ever.
Oh my God.
China went one time, so it's a huge country.
Brooke,
good questions.
You need five to beat Alexis.
Okay.
What was the first movie to take place in the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
Spider-Man.
It's Iron Man, 2008. Ooh. How many edges does a cube have?
Four.
It has 12, thinking of a square. Ooh. What's the hottest planet in the solar system?
Mercury.
It's Venus.
What? I thought it was Mercury.
Animals that eat both plants and meat are called
what?
There you go. On the board, Brooke.
Wow.
Hey.
Tough ones,
New Year dinosaurs,
Brooke.
Though.
What?
Wasn't that a dinosaur one?
No. Oh, God.
Oh. Sorry, yeah.
An omnivore is not a dinosaur.
You're also omnivore.
Never mind.
Brooke, you got one. Jose has two. Alexis is still in the lead with four, despite her dinosaur knowledge.
Wow.
We're moving on to Jeffrey. Jeffrey, you need to get five of these.
All right,
correct.
Let's get this over with.
I don't think anyone can beat Alexis today, Jeff.
Here we go.
Some call it the Netherlands. What other name does this country go by?
Dutchland?
It's Holland. How many countries comprise the United Kingdom?
Four.
Nice.
What type of animal was Babe from the movie Babe?
Big.
A griffin's a mythical animal that's half lion and half what?
Eagle.
There you go. Not enough time.
Oh!
Jeffrey only got three.
Oh!
Alexis wins the Clocker Shocker.
Good job.
Oh, I don't want to make this decision, though. It was the worst day to win.
He doesn't like decisions.
You know, Brooke has actually been surprisingly killing it, sort of, on the impressions.
I agree.
They're so, like, bad good, you know?
She would know.
And I kind of
like your tan?
Okay, Brooke's doing
now
it today.
She deserves that.
All right, Brooke's going to get shocked today while doing Shaggy from Scooby-Doo.
Like Zoink Scoop! All right, jump into the mystery machine!
What? Zoink Scoop was good.
I tried to sound scared, but I think I sounded old.
You did.
You needed to sound a little more stoned, too.
That was what it was.
All right, ends a little bit flat with the Clocker Shocker, but that's what we do on this show.
Again, though, congrats to Alexis.
Wow.
Thank you.
It's your shock caller question of the day. Phone taps coming up in just a few minutes.